Welcome to another TVaholic.com interviews. This is a group interview that was recorded on the set of Psych during the filming of their 100th episode, 100 Clues, with guest stars Christopher Lloyd, Martin Mull, and Leslie Ann Warren, who starred in the classic comedy Clue, on which the episode has some fun with. We each introduce ourselves and our sites before asking a question, and the audio is pretty good for the most part, if you don't count the heating system cycling on in the background. Anyway, I thought you'd enjoy hearing what they had to say. Besides, Martin Mull comes off much funnier on the audio than reading a transcript. Without further ado, here's the 17 minutes we got to spend with them.
Right from the deadbolt.com. Maybe you guys can start with what it feels like to be back together after so long. Like, is this a weird experience for you guys?
Could be the ones that are still living.
Martin and I did a movie after Clue, so we played husband and wife in another movie. And so it's fantastic to see them again. But it's so great to see Christopher. It's just amazing. You know, really,
I haven't seen Leslie since we left.
Yeah. A long time ago.
She's changed not a whit.
Yeah.
It's funny. Some of the energy feels very akin to what it was like on Clue. A lot of the mob scenes running here, running there, running there, etc. They've captured the essence of whatever it was we did. They kind of got that. But nice.
Had you guys known each other before Clue?
No.
No, not at all.
Diana from Psych Flip. Were you fans of Psych? Had you seen Psych before being invited to the show?
I had not. I had not.
I missed the question.
Oh, sorry.
Have you seen Psych?
No, I haven't.
No? Completely new experience, though.
Yeah.
What about you?
Well, I have no idea.
Completely new experience.
In my defense, I rarely watch anything that doesn't involve a ball.
base foot or basket,
you know, so it's not that I would go, oh, I don't watch it. I don't watch all of them.
Hi, Cindy from TV Grapevine. What kind of honor is it for you to have such an iconic woman being portrayed in a show like Psych?
Oh, it's fabulous. I mean, it's interesting. I mean, Clue has taken on its own life, like Rocky Horror Show. You know, I'll go into a restaurant and some 20-year-old server will come up to me and recite all these lines. It's really true. And there's a, you know, I know that they do it throughout the country in different places, but there's a movie theater in L.A. that has a Clue night, and everybody dresses up and they do all the lines and sing. You know, they know the whole. So it's fabulous that we're here.
It's funny, it didn't happen right out of the box, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it was not what you call, it was a hit movie at the time. You know, no, it has to take 40 years to be a movie. So, you don't get residuals from that little theater down the street.
No.
I'm Laurel from Buddy TV. I was wondering, what's your impression coming onto this set? Like, how did it seem to you? What were the actors like? What was it for you?
Well, I just finished 5-year run in plain sight, another USA show, and I was actually struck by it's such a different set. This is, you know, two leads, James and DeLay, are so darling and sweet and generous and lovely, and Maggie, and, you know, all of them are so open and collaborative, and, you know, not that our set wasn't. You were bitter. No. But it was a drama, and it was very intense, and it was very, you know, so it had a whole different energy. So it's just, you know, really fun, really creative and fun.
I'm impressed by how silly they are. they seem like they have no worry ever say, is this too big or is this too far? These are not questions that enter their minds. They're willing to just go for it. It's great.
Yeah.
Leslie,
well,
what is it like to say goodbye?
Very sad. I was very, when I read the last episode, changed a lot from when I originally got the script. at home, but I was really sad, you know, because I was telling Mary and I talked about it, playing somebody's mother for five seasons, if you get along with the actress, which we did, was a very powerful connection and experience. And so, you know, to let that go was wrenching in some ways. I know, I love Jinx. She was an amazing character for television. For anywhere, really. She was amazing. Thank you.
Tiffany from the TV Addict, how did you guys get back involved with this, and what was your reaction when you first heard they're going to be doing a Clue homage for this psych?
Well, honestly, I just got a call from my agents telling me that this was going on, and, you know, did I want to participate? And then I found out that Martin and Christopher were involved, and I was like, yeah, this would be so much fun. This would be great. Definitely. That's simple.
And my agent just called, so remember when you worked back in 1970? I think I have another opportunity for it. And I couldn't believe it, so I called the gardening service I was working for. I told them to sell the mower. And it was, as Leslie said, it was the idea of knowing I was going to do it in these days, you know. You don't say no. In fact, I'm sure Michael McKean would be here if he had both legs operative right now.
He got hit by a car. Yeah.
So we wish him well.
I had no idea. Barely knew that it was a takeoff on Clue when I got here. And I was doing a call sheet and discovered that you both were the captain.
Oh,
like blown away.
You know, it helps to read the script. That's why we're on the plane.
Can each of you share some favorite moments working on Clue? Like, what this vibe was like on set? And
it was insane. Insane on set. I mean, I really feel like we were, like, out of control. All of these, you know, brilliantly, hysterically funny comedic actors thrown together and doing their thing, and this poor director could not corral us to save his life. And we were cracking up at each other's stuff constantly. So, you know, it was, I think one of my favorite moments, I told you this the other day.
Yeah.
When we had a scene together when we were trying to get through a door. And it took, you know, we milked it till it was, you know, ridiculous. But
forever.
It just made me laugh so much.
You have to remember that we had Michael McKean, Eileen Brennan, Madeline Kahn, and Curry all added to that mix. And we were all there every day in every scene.
Yeah.
So when you have that many people who are certifiable in one room, and she's right, poor Jonathan was this kind of rather, not prim, but he was kind of by the letter of the book, director.
English director.
He wanted, you know, this is how it's written, this is how we do it.
Yeah.
And then we would proceed to just go miles.
He also had us, do you remember that I'm sure you were there, but he had us all come and watch His Girl Friday.
Russell.
Because he wanted us to speak in that clicked, you know, sort of pace, and, you know.
Right.
And that was the last thing we did that we actually paid attention to any direction. It was balls to the wall after that.
Yeah, it's unfortunate it wasn't one of those situations where there's also a crew doing the making of. That would be something I would probably go out and see again tonight.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about what your character is on this episode of Psych, what you're doing?
Well, it's nothing like my character in Clue. She's you know, kind of nervous and shy and, you know, was the number one groupie in her day, and has this, and still feels a lot of pride about that. And you know, she's a single mom, and you know, I don't want to give away too much, but she's, you know, my character in Clue is much more assertive, kind of, you know, sexy, angry. You know, I have this whole other energy. So it's interesting to be doing this Clue takeoff and having a very diametrically opposed character to play in it. It's a little bit. You know, I have to wrap my head around it every time.
And I'm basically a drunken old fart, so it's kind of a week. But I was Billy Lipps's road manager, and I am no stranger to the bottle, and virtually everything I say as written is undecipherable, or indecipherable. I'm not sure which it is, but just mumbles his way through the whole thing. Drunk. And the people that do hair on the show are actually much better than this. They did this on purpose. Right.
I pass. The defining thing for my show is also different from what I feel it was to me. Is that he graduated in Hall, and so he's defined himself. And I feel that Cornwall is a very repressed person, and barely able to maintain his self-control in certain moments.
Well, we watched it last night. We watched Clue last night and the movie, and we laughed a lot. Well, some of us had a lot of laughs.
You watched which last night?
The original.
Oh, the original. I thought you meant the Daily Show.
No, the original movie, and we had a lot of fun watching it. So.
Oh, good.
It was fun.
So
much fun.
Did we get anything for that?
Michelle from TV Equals. I was just wondering, you said that the filming the original was crazy and wild. I'm wondering what it's like to film this now. How does it compare? Is it more crazy or is it...
No, I think because we were there for 3.5 months in this one set that was built on the Paramount lot, you know, it was... And as Martin said, we were all in all of the scenes together, so... It had, you know, it took on its own sort of life, you know. And this is, obviously, it's a truncated schedule, so that, you know, at least in comparison, we were doing a week's worth of work that we shot in 3.5 months. So there's the pressure of time constraints and the reality of that and, you know, trying to create as much as you can in that moment with as, you know, with the reality of serving a television series, which is altogether different. So it's a very different energy.
Yeah. There's something that happens to just your brain when you are, like she said, that all of us were in one set for 13 weeks. And it's probably the same kind of mentality that happens when people are trapped in an elevator, you know, for 8 hours, and something happens to your sense of logic and your ability to communicate, etc. So it just blew out on Clue. We haven't had time. If we stayed here long enough, we could get that to happen.
It's like being in therapy, in a marathon therapy session. Yeah. Everybody gets very real. You know, all the guards are down. You know, people are, you know. So, yes, different.
Maggie was saying earlier that because of the way Clue is set up, every shot is a 9-shot. Every time you're going through with alternate possibilities and alternate scenes, how is that feeling? Is it, do you get kind of looped into the scene because you're doing it so many times?
Well, yes. I mean, you have a lot. You know, you have a lot of time to rehearse and. You know, there are many, many more takes, generally speaking, on a film, you know, than in television. And so it's interesting. I mean, things can happen in a moment when you're doing the work this way on a television set because it has to, you know. On the other hand, you can also develop a character much more deeply and the relationships much more specifically, you know, which brings another whole color to what you're doing.
There's something else that's kind of interesting about the Clue movie, at least to me, isn't that really what's important, is that we never knew during... We could shoot... We pretty much shot in sequence because we're all in one outfit, and we're on one stage, so there's no reason to do day 5 before day 1. You could do 1, 2, 3, 4. We never knew during the course of the shooting who the killer was.
Right.
We didn't know if we were guilty or not.
Right.
And then we didn't know at all until we were done with the body of the show. We didn't know there were going to be 4 endings.
Right. 4?
There were 4 different endings shot.
Right.
And depending on which theater you went to, that was the ending you saw. So that if you went to the Bijou last night and said, oh, I love it, I love it when Miss Scarlet kills the guy, you'd go, no, it wasn't. It was Mr. Green or whatever. That's because the other theater had a different one. But we didn't know any of this stuff.
So do we know who the murderer is this time around?
I don't even know my lines.
We shouldn't give things away. I don't think we should give it away.
I don't think so.
You know, no. So we won't say. Be surprised.
It will be equally enjoyable.
Yes.
Tiffany from TV Ask again. We heard there's going to be four alternate endings as well, and we voted on by the viewers for this particular episode. Have any of you had to yet portray a dead body on the show?
Are we allowed to say?
I don't know. You might want to talk to someone who's
in charge.
How about just generally, out of the three of you, do any, does one of the three of you at some point end up as a dead body?
Not just pickles.
Well, I didn't feel real good when I got up this morning. But I managed to make it into the shower.
Oh, God.
Okay, we have time for one more question.
I have a question for Chris and Martin specifically. I was a big fan of you guys in the 70s and 80s. And how do you find TV comedy now as compared to when you guys were first coming out?
I'm not sure. I get asked about questions like how much TV has changed. I don't feel it particularly because they got Paul and wrote the job. I've read his action and pretty much seems the same. And just the kind of comedy is
I'm thinking, like, for instance, I just did Charlie Sheen show, working on that, and
Two and a Half Men,
and the main difference is what they're talking about and what they are quote unquote getting away with, etc. is different. But as far as a performer, it's still the same thing. You get your script, you learn your script. There's a tape mark on the floor. You hit it. You get two takes, you go off to the craft services, you cheat, puffs, and have coffee, and come back and do the next part, and then you go home on Friday night. It's not that different. It's just some things are more permissible, I guess. But, you know, like with stand-up comedy, what's permissible is ridiculous. I mean, Lenny Bruce would be a choir boy compared to people that are happening now. But so that part is different.
Is it true that you opened for Frank Zappa?
Pardon me?
Did you open for Frank Zappa?
I did once, yeah. Opened for Frank down in Austin, Texas. Back in another incarnation as a musician.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was an interview with Christopher Lloyd, Martin Mull, and Leslie Ann Warren about their guest starring appearance on the 100th episode of Psych. Check out TVHolic.com for more interviews.